You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. We're still standing after last night. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, May 20th, episode 3435, brought to you today by Worm Flooring. Good morning, Horse World.
They're off in the Preakness. Mystic Dan came out very well. So to Imagination, Siege the Gray, goes up in between horses, and Brian Hernandez is going to take back on Mystic Dan as Siege the Gray takes the early lead. Imagination on the outside is second. These two to set the pace, three lengths ahead of Mystic Dan and Just Steel. Then Catching Freedom, Tuscan Golden behind them, Uncle Heavy, and Mugatu at the back of the pack. The opening quarter mile was 24.04 seconds for front-running Seize the Gray, who has seized the lead. And Frankie Dettori is keeping Imagination well off the rail, in second, a length behind. And then comes Mystic Dan, who's on the rail just alongside of Just Steel. They've got 2.5 on Catching Freedom, who's fifth and 7 lengths off the lead. The Tuscan Gold, Uncle Heavy on the inside, and Mugatu. 47.33 was the half mile for Seize the Gray, who heads up the backstretch in front with Imagination, his closest pursuer in second. Just Steel and Mystic Dan are heads apart, third and fourth. Catching Freedom is well held, fifth in behind them with 5 links to make up at the half-mile pole. Tuscan Gold is next. Around the far turn they go, and it is still Seize the Gray, who leads the way for D-Wayne Lucas, and has been there every step of the way so far. Mystic Dan has made a move, and now he's just to the outside. He's taken second. Then comes Imagination in third as they come to the top of the stretch. Seize the Gray, turning for home in front. Mystic Dan confronts him. Catching Freedom now right behind and swinging to the outside. Seize the Gray is still there. Mystic Dan bearing down to the outside. Seize the Gray won't go away. Mystic Dan, Catching Freedom, moving down the center of the track. But Wade Lucas has got it. Seize the Gray wins the Preakness.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps everywhere.
It's so
that was
freaking
amazing.
Exciting. We were watching it at AHP with 200 people yelling and screaming for Seize the Gray, but there was nobody yelling and screaming more than this man. Clark's with us. You heard him on the show last couple of weeks. He's a part owner of Seize the Gray. Clark, what was that like for you?
Oh, my gosh. I screamed for probably 10, 15 minutes afterwards just to not believe that we had won and we wired the race. It was amazing.
That is a gray horse that doesn't like to get dirty.
I was going to say, Seize the Gray remained gray on a muddy track. That is amazing.
Yeah, and you look at Jaime's pants and his cap, and they were all white as well.
It was awesome.
You know, there were a lot of listeners that, because of you, bet on Seize the Gray. I saw one listener in particular bet $50 to win. She walked away with almost $600. So you need a cut of all of these bets that were done.
No, I'm not giving him jack.
Did you bet, Jamie? Did you bet Seize the Gray?
I mean, a lady doesn't tell, Glenn, but... It was awesome.
I sure wish I had, because Seize the Gray won, and then it was Mystic Dan and Catching Freedom, which was my exact trifecta in that order.
Oh, man.
It doesn't matter if you don't bet it, Glenn. Why didn't you bet that?
I
would like to point out that on Friday, I picked Mystic Dan so Seize the Gray would win. And so you're welcome, Clark. You owe me some money.
That was one of my thoughts. Like, God. Jamie's jinx, man. It worked.
It worked.
Well, thank you, Jamie. There's a lot of listeners thanking you right now for that. Clark, this is very exciting. Did you find out what your very large payout's going to be yet?
Yeah.
What was it?
So it was $146.
Really?
$1,000. Congratulations.
Oh, man. well, see, this is the most money I've won on, you know, owning a horse. And, and as I calculated it up, I actually paid for the Horse Racing Network horse out of Seize the Gray as well. So there you go.
Now you own two horses with the winnings.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's great.
That's what we do, yeah. Glenn. We get extra money. We buy more horses. That is just the way that it is.
You never really get ahead.
I got to say, though, Clark, you've really gotten everybody excited. So when you were on last week, we decided, we need to buy into a horse. And then, of course, Jamie was first. she went to myracehorse.com and picked a horse. And you picked Caldera, who also is a Dwayne Lucas horse, ironically.
Yeah.
And then I did it because I want to be part of this too. And then about 50 or 60 auditors did. By the way, I didn't ask Jennifer. I just told her after. And then about 50 or 60 auditors did too. You started something here, Clark.
Well, hey, it's going to be a fun ride. You know, we'll get updates and see how this horse progresses. So it's a lot of fun.
Let me do the mandatory Equine Network disclaimer. We are not responsible if you lose your money. You probably will lose your money, and this is a very unofficial. This is not an official Horses in the Morning recommendation, but if you also want to be part of it, I would go over soon because they made the announcement that Seize the Gray was a MyRaceHorse.com horse, and apparently the website crashed. So I don't know if there's a whole lot of Calderas left, but if you want to head over there today, you could probably still get in. I just checked and it was still open. It's what, $81 or something, right?
Yeah. I would like to tell you that because of Dwayne Lucas, My Racehorse, my family, they were like, oh, is this the one you guys own? Because I told everybody, I'm like, we bought a racehorse. And I was like, no, mine is still 2 years old. He hasn't started yet. Mine, like it's mine. no, mine hasn't gone off yet. I was like, you guys, there's still shares available. And my father-in-law, right. no, thank you. I hate losing money pointlessly, even more than winning a bet. And I was like, bitch, you own timeshares. What are you talking about? Unbelievable. I'm like, I have done dumber stuff with $81, and that was an encouraging thing for a lot of people. I did hear from that. Now, I would like to point out Caldera was in the 2-year-old and training sales. I've done a little deep dive and then is now on a break because that is a lot of work for a horse. And I think he had some chips removed from his ankles. So he is going to be all good to go and we'll start back in training probably at the end of the summer. So,
and look, worst case, he fails miserably and Jamie gets him for retraining. I mean, worst case, right?
I've had a lot of people message me that it's not fair and that I'm terrible. And so I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen to me because there's people that are going to cut me if I get it.
Well, Clark, you've made this all very exciting for us. I'm going to start a Facebook page today for everybody that did buy in so we have our own place. And I'll make that announcement. But if you're not an auditor and you want to do this, I'll put the link to this particular MyRaceHorse.com horse in the show notes today. So if you, again, we're not responsible. You're going to lose your money. Just plan on that, all right?
I mean, Clark didn't. He's made $146,000, you guys. So it's amazing. See, that's why a lady never tells. Yeah. Now, I would like to, if you don't see the link or whatever, it's just go to myracehorse.com and then click buy. And there's only two horses that are offered. There's the Caldera and then there's a New York bred bundle. But, you know.
And I will say, for you people that hate horse racing, we're not going to beat this to death. So
we are beating it to death. I am going to beat this to death. It's going to be awesome.
Clark, congratulations.
Well, you know,
we were all very excited for you. We were all very excited.
Oh, my God. It's awesome. Tell me real quick. What was it about Seize the Gray that you saw in him? I remember when we had looked at this before and he was being offered, there was like 10 different horses that were being offered. Why did you choose him?
I chose him because his sire was Arrogate. And this is the last crop. But Arrogate was a monster horse and just won a ton of money. And then he's also trained by Dwayne Lucas. So I thought, man, it's hard to beat that combination. And so that's why I jumped in.
Look at you. See, I picked Caldera because he's the only one.
And he's gray. He's cute.
I would have picked him anyway. But yeah.
Can we say something about Dwayne Lucas? I hope I look that good at 89.
That dude still rides his horses down to the track every morning. He has a big old quarter horse and he rides the horse's horse down to the track every morning. That's amazing. A baller. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yep. 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 And I do want to thank all of the auditors who just flooded the page with congratulations. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you were kind of the talk of the weekend, for sure. And it was you, not even Caesar Gray. It was congratulations, Clark, you know, for your $100,000 win. Did you actually bet anything on the horse?
No, I didn't. I swore off betting because I kept losing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
That's why we all swear off betting. And,
yeah. And so, you know, when Authentic, you know, won the Kentucky Derby and found out it was a My racehorse, you know, I jumped in.
Oh, there you go. Well, this is a better bet. You only pay one payment out and then you're done. You don't keep losing, right? Well, so, yeah, I get you. I understand. Well, Clark, I know you have a job to do so you can pay for all this, so we'll let you get back to it.
Okay.
All right. See you.
Again. All right.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye. Oh, that's so exciting. It's so exciting. It's just fun to have, like, you know, just to have a little connection with the horse, even though it's through Clark. It's awesome.
We know somebody who knows somebody. We were at the award ceremony at AHP, and they played it on the big screen. And everybody at the table in the back that I was with knew what was going on with Clark and that whole thing. And we were screaming so loud, the whole room ended up screaming for Seize the Gray. It was great to be with a whole pile of people.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I got to tell you something. Lisa Wysocki's coming up. Her mother is 101, and she was at the track, at her local track up there in the Great White North, and she was rooting for Seize the Gray as well. So
she's awesome.
101 years old. All right, we're going to do some daily winnies, and then we have...
I hope that's me, by the way. 101 years old, going to the track, play some bets.
We're going to have Lisa on right after we do daily winnies, because she also has something to celebrate. We need to congratulate her. We have Anne coming on, Anne Hanlon. She's competing her Mustang Woodrow in eventing. And she also started the Maryland Mustang Mission. We're going to find out about that, talk a little Mustangs. We have a question, First World Problems, and then Jamie and I will hang around in the post-show. That's all coming up on today's show. We have a lot to do yet, so let's get started. We have one auditor birthday, Elena Gavins. Happy birthday to you. But I have a couple other things. I want to congratulate Auditor Lindsay, who has been a listener since the beginning of Horses in the Morning, on her new cute human baby boy. She had a very adorable baby boy over the weekend. He is very cute. Congratulations, Lindsay, and her whole family. Also, a special shout out to Taylene, who was listening. I met her at HP. She's in college now at the age of 21, and this is going to make you feel really old. She started listening to us when she was 11. And she was so excited to meet me. She said to say hello to Jamie. She loves Jamie, hates me apparently, but loves Jamie. She's been listening since she was 11. So, you know, when we say we have kids, we have to be good. Well, apparently we really do. But she was so excited and I wanted to give her a special shout out. And I know she's going to hear that this morning. So say hi to her.
Well, I wish I would have met her. I love it. And there's nothing... It's been happening to me because I did radio in my 20s and then, you know, you're still doing radio in your 30s. And I've been listening to you since I was a kid. No, you haven't, because I'm your age. Like, we're the same age. That's not true. It's so weird to be like, I've been listening to you since I was a kid, because, I mean, there's people I listened to when I was a kid, and then I'd tell them that, and they would get mad. And now I'm like, because the first show I joined, I listened to when I was a kid. And now I'm like, and I'm on the show now. This is so weird. I'm like, and they love it when you tell them I listened to you when I was a kid. So thanks, Taylene. Made me feel properly old, and now my back hurts. Love you, mean it. So I know we're not supposed to do bad news for daily winnies, but I have some devastating news.
Actually, that is not true anymore. Ashley, when you're not here, has started doing buck-offs. It's the opposite of a daily winner.
I like that. Okay.
Need to get a sounder for it because she likes doing buck offs, and apparently the listeners like hearing buck offs.
Okay. So well, I don't want to call, I'm not going to call it that because I have to ride two very green horses today. Okay. So I'm going to call it
a downer.
I got pooped on. I'm getting pooped on right now.
Okay.
And how I'm getting pooped on is my Auntie Daily Winnie is, it's Farm Boy's last day for the summer.
It's whose?
It's Farm Boy's last day for the summer.
You're on your own. You're on your own
now. I quit. I can't do it.
There'll be no more horses trained this summer. If you need Jamie, she'll be back in about September.
Come and get your animals from my farm. Yeah, I think he gets back like mid-August or something.
Bears hibernate in the winter. Jamie hibernates in the summer.
Seriously, I'm so sad. Yeah, boo. It sucks.
And then you almost got blown away with tornadoes last night. So what more could happen tonight?
Do you know what's really sweet, though, is he was driving through Oklahoma City and he called me and he was like, hey, I just know that you're the one probably watching the weather. I'm driving out at this exit. I'm like, drive faster. And let me know when you get home and you're safe and sound. Okay. Get to your safe space, the middle of the room.
Well, you know what else comes with tornadoes is heavy rain. And why don't you tell us about what they can do with their trailers to protect it in heavy rain while I get our next winner on.
That was really good, Glenn. Good seg. Wormflooring.com now. Well, it's not .com. That's their website. Wormflooring. Does your trailer roof? Leaky roofs are a very common problem in horse trailers and RVs. Worm Floorings, which is WERM, stands for We Eliminate Rubber Mats. They do flooring, but they also have a revolutionary silicone-based coating that they put on your roof of your horse trailer. It creates a barrier against the heat and wet. It seals your roof to stop leaks before they start. Also, it reflects back 90% of the UV rays, keeping your trailer or barn 60 degrees cooler on a blistering day. My husband just walked in. This is what we're investing in next. Here, honey. Worm roofs. Ditch the duct tape and the buckets. Invest in long-lasting peace of mind with Seal and Chill. Applied by pros for a flawless finish. $750 a square foot. That's a steal for a cooler, drier, happier trailer or IV, which means happier horses and people. Wormflooring.com.
Well, I got to tell you, when we were out there visiting you last, it was 104. I wish we had had our trailer coated. It was hot. You do get hot. All right.
You picked, like, you came at the end of July. Like, that's so stupid.
It was really hot. All right. We're going to get our next winner on. We'll get her on right now. This is Lisa Wysocki from the show Celebs with Horses.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on the air. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Hey, thanks. Thank you.
We're having all kinds of winners on the show this morning. Lisa, yay. Tell everybody which episode you won the best podcast award at AHP.
Yeah, you haven't even told us what you won, Glenn. So what did you win?
So I won the best freelance podcast award at AHP for my episode with William Shatner.
Yay! Woo-hoo! Good job, Lisa and William.
Well, and you, Glenn, because you're the one doing all the editing. So, you know, part of that credit goes to you.
Have you called Bill and let him know yet?
No, but I am going to contact his personal assistant today and let him know. And, you know, I'm going to see him next weekend at his charity horse show out there in L.A.
Did
so
you know this, Jamie? Lisa was invited to William Shatner's charity horse show by William Shatner.
No, what?
Yeah. So I'm going out, not this weekend, this coming weekend, but next weekend. So I'll get to actually see him in person and it'll be a lot of fun.
Give him a big old smooch on the mouth. I mean, just go for it.
I'll tell him it's from you.
Just get in there and go for it.
I will.
Lisa called me so excited one night because his assistant had called and said, Bill would like you to attend. It's this big charity thing he does every year in L.A., right?
Yeah, it does. And it benefits so many nonprofits out that way. And so I'm just glad to be able to go and see it. And yeah,
you know what's cool about this is that was at least 6 months after the interview. But that means he remembered the interview because he does a ton of interviews. But that means he remembered that one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, I think the neat thing about Bill and the actual episode is he's so enthusiastic. You know, he's in his 90s and he's just so enthusiastic about life and about his horses and about everything. It's just cool.
We were talking about Dwayne Lucas being 89 and still riding his horse down.
Yeah.
William Shatner started reigning at 89 and is riding competitively.
So. Yes. Yes. You know, I mean, how many of us can do that even now? You know,
I think of Pat Roberts and then William Shatner and Dwayne Lucas. Those are our idols. Those are
there
our
you
icons.
Go. There
did,
you go.
Did you know? I see Monty just had a birthday too?
Yes, he just had a birthday.
He's what, 90?
I think he's 89.
89
this year.
Also? Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, still riding horses.
You know, it's just inspiring, you know, that all of us could be there, you know, someday and still enjoying the ride. I think that's awesome.
Okay, I mentioned your mother earlier. Please confirm for everybody that your mother is 101 and she was at the track betting. She was.
Yeah, we were texting back and forth with her driver and her friendship, and she would be totally embarrassed if she knew we were talking about her, so nobody tell her. Please don't tell her. But yes, so she's had a box there at Canterbury Park in Shakopee, Minnesota since it opened in the 80s. And, you know, that's her social circle, and she does really well. And I will say, people come up to her to ask her for tips, and all the trainers know her, all the jockeys know her. It's an amazing thing to attend with her.
That's
yeah.
Something else. I want to go with her now.
I am booking a flight now.
There you go.
Awesome.
And she, you said she's as sharp as a tack at 101.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She's a former World War II Marine veteran, and, you know, she's just been an inspiration to me my entire life. She has just, you know, broken those boundaries for women when back in the 60s and 70s when, you know, women didn't do things she did.
What did she do in World War II as a Marine?
She drove a truck. She drove a supply truck in Panama. And yeah, so she was there. Yeah. Yeah.
That is so cool. I mean, I got goosebumps right now thinking about your mom because she's so cool.
I know. I know. And she is, as you said, she is sharp as a tack and she has opinions and she will let you know.
All right, now we know where you got it from.
Yeah. I am nothing compared to her.
You need to sit down and do an interview with your mom sometime. Get her
to
talk.
You know, she won't do it. She won't do it. And
she needs
I just...
to be on Celebs with Horses.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, she's her own 101-year-old celebrity. So there you go.
Anybody who makes it to 101 is a celebrity, in my opinion.
I absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And please, everybody who knows her, don't tell her. I'll get in trouble.
Here's what you do is you just have a hidden mic and just be like, hey, mom. So, like, you know, you get some coffee, put it on the counter or whatever, and just sit down and start asking her questions and just talk, but secretly record it. I mean, what? She's going to sue you? Like,
well,
right?
There you go. Oh, there you go. Except it's going to have to be tea because she's Irish. So, you know.
Yeah. And it better
and
be good tea.
Duh. Guinness, some Jameson. We'll go.
Well, I got to say, Lisa, we are very proud of you. You know, there were a lot of entries in the podcast category this year. There's a lot of horse podcasts now. And
yes.
You, when we saw you come up, we were all so excited. Our whole table erupted.
But, they did. And, you know, I just can't say how much the support and the love of everybody at the Horse Radio Network and all the auditors and listeners means to me. I mean, it means an awful lot. And thank you.
I also have to congratulate all the other Equine Network winners, all the magazine winners.
Yes.
There were way too many to even mention them.
Absolutely.
Equine
yeah.
Network did very well at the awards.
Absolutely. But, you know, here's the thing, Glenn, you know, we were talking about this. The quality of the entries and the quality of the work over the last couple of years has really escalated. And it's refreshing to see that all the podcasts and the video stuff and the editorial and the photographs, everybody is up in their game, and it's benefiting everybody.
I totally agree. And, you know, we're all, you know, I met so many podcasters at this one that aren't on the Horse Radio Network. And it was just so much fun because we'd never had that. When, you know, when Jamie came, even how many years ago was that, Jamie, 5 or 6? There were no podcasters except for us there. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was,
yeah.
it's a fairly new thing. So it was so nice to meet a whole bunch of other podcasters that are giving it a try.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, too, is that Jamie was not there. She needed to be there.
Yeah.
You needed to be there. We missed you.
We did miss you.
We missed you.
He won an award and I wasn't there. Let's just like thank God I wasn't there. I just would have messed things up for you.
It would have been so much more fun if you had been there.
It would have been, no question.
Yes.
Well, Lisa, congratulations. I will put a link to that particular episode. It's Celebs with Horses. Just find it on your podcast player. It's episode one. And then you can go listen to all the other episodes too. But you definitely have to listen to William Shatner's. It was a lot of fun to do.
It was. And thank you for everything. I really appreciate it.
All right, Lisa, take care.
Okay, bye.
Well, we just have a whole bunch of winners on the show today, aren't we?
Well, have you won anything recently?
No, but I didn't apply either. You know, no. I stopped putting in horses in the morning because we won several times. I was like, okay, we need to let other people.
No, I just meant like in life in general. You didn't bet the trifecta, which you would have killed with that.
Imagine I think put $50 the trifecta on that or something, or even $2. It paid like $170. So
yeah, it was a huge payout. So you snooze, you lose, bro.
You know who else I saw at the event over the weekend at AHP was Purina. And at Purina Animal Nutrition, they are focused on helping horses live their best life. For wholesome nutrition that performs, try Purina Omaline Horse Feed, formulated with Outlast Gastric Supplement to support gastric health and proper pH. It keeps your horse performing with confidence. Put their research to the test. Stop by your local Purina retailer or visit purinamills.com to learn more. And they also are the person I talked to in marketing at Purina is also a big fan of the show. So hello. Let's go to our next guest. We're all lined up here today, but we're going to switch gears off of racing right now, and we're going to talk a little bit about one of your favorite topics, Mustangs.
My other favorite thing, but Mustangs and eventing.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Both in one.
I'd like to welcome Ann Hanlon to the show. We're going to talk about her special little angel baby, Woodrow. He's a Mustang and she's eventing him. But you, first of all, Ann, thank you for joining us. Where in the world are you?
Hi, thank you for having me. Woodrow and I are located in Maryland.
Okay, fantastic. Great eventing country up there. Love it. Okay, so you got him from one of the BLM online auctions. And you and I were just talking about before we started recording this, that we were talking about that one horse that just sold for $60,000, a Mustang.
Yes. Yep. Wild Mustang, yearling filly.
Untrained, just off the reservation.
Straight off the reservation.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's crazy. So what happens a lot of these times is that
they're all drinking like you when you're at the auction. Is that what's happening?
Well, it might go up to 60,000, but then people sober up and they're like, never mind. And so the bid's going to go crazy high and then they can come crazy low because all of a sudden people withdraw their bids. And that's not what happened with this horse, nor is it what happened with your horse. Tell us about Woodrow and his origin story.
Correct. Yeah. So unfortunately, I would say in the last two-ish years, they have realized that you can kind of get some friends that are maybe drunk bidding against you and bid up super high where the average person can't compete with said bid price. And then you sober up and you back out of your bids and then your friend can end up with a horse for significantly less. Or a lot of sanctuaries are known to do this. They'll get some big donors in that have BLM accounts and they'll kind of run the bids up to scare off the average person like myself who can't compete with the big money. And then they back down and then the sanctuary will walk away with the horse for significantly less. So I was not drunk bidding, but I bid on Woodrow. And I was also not aware of the unfortunate cheating that has occurred, but I do think that there are going to be significant changes coming to the online auction to prevent a lot of that because it's just very unfortunate.
It's not fair. Like, the sport horse auctions, Glenn, they have your credit card. Like, you have to give them your information and they will, you bid. It's a binding agreement. That's not how it is with the BLM.
It sounds and like so, it's the way it should be, huh?
Yeah, because it's a little, it's getting a little crazy.
Because it's gotten way, way, way out of hand. And like I said, it's become more and more, I would say even in the last year-ish, but definitely over the last 2 years where this is happening more and more. So it's unfortunate. But with me and Woodrow, I put in my first, I got approved. I had no clue what I was getting myself into. I just saw a really pretty horse after losing my hard horse of 20 years. And I put in two bids right after I got my application approved just to test the system, because prior to that, I had some eBay bidding experience, but that was about it. So I was obviously winning up until the last 5 minutes. And then, like, you know, eBay, everybody goes haywire the last couple minutes of the auction. And so I just kept bidding, and every single bid that I put in on Woodrow, I was outbid except for the first couple. And I was, like, again, bidding, not drunk, but with a broken heart. And
that's almost worse.
Right. It is worse. I've been determined to get this horse that I've followed, you know, and learned so much about in the 7 to 8-ish days that the auction's been going on, and even a hair prior to that. So I was super determined, and I kid you not, every single bid for the last 5 minutes of the auction, outbid, outbid, outbid. I finally jumped my bid up to 4,000, which was way over budget, and had my mother-in-law in the kitchen yelling, "Go higher, go higher." And, you know, my little
it's
kids
always a family.
Kind of yelling, right. My little kids mm-hmm. kind of yelling, even though they didn't know what they were yelling for. And so I put in a $4,000 bid, and the auction ended, like, literally right then and there. And I was in tears because, again, you've been outbid. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to refresh my computer screen one more time. And it's in the Lord's hands. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. And I refreshed, and it said, "You won. You're the highest bidder." And of course, at that point, I'm then still in tears. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, literally, the only thing I've seen for the last 5 minutes is you've been outbid. So then it generates, you know, an email, and you can go into, like, your history, and it was true. You are the winner. And
this is cool. I mean, this discussion, I mean, you're talking about, we're going way back in time for this, because you have killed it with this horse. I mean, this is not a horse you just adopted. Like, you've gotten him. Did you do all the gentling yourself?
Yes. April 13th was our 6-year anniversary from me picking him up. I won his bid February 22nd, 2018. I had to really think about the year. February 22nd, 2018, I won his bid. April 13th, 2018, I went and picked him up. And yes, I have done everything with Woodrow myself. So I gentled him. He was a former wild stallion in Wyoming for 7 to 8-ish years. And I had no clue what I was doing, but I learned a lot from February to April when I picked him up. So much so that I was like, okay, I have to set my pen up, because I have to be behind a 6-foot pen. I have to set it up so that I can back my trailer up and let him run off, because there's no, like, let's lead him down to the paddock.
No.
So yes, I learned a lot, and I jumped in 100% head first, all because I had a broken heart. And Woodrow has taught me a tremendous amount over the last 6 years, along with the other 26, 27-ish ones that I've done myself for the gentling process. So I've learned a lot. I'm in it to win it at this point. And, you know, I'm all in. Just started
now
a new nonprofit.
Yeah, you started. Tell us about the Maryland Mustang Mission.
Yeah, so that was developed in December, kind of it was created. And I started hosting a Wild Horse Challenge through the TIP program with the Mustang Heritage Foundation 3 years ago. And after my one this past, September 23, the funding was cut 3 days after my challenge. And
oh no,
the last 3 years have been very successful, and it was, you know, a little lull of waiting for the funding to possibly become available, and that wasn't happening. So I decided, you know, either I'm going to walk away, or I'm going to have to create a nonprofit to raise the funds and make it happen. And I wasn't quite ready to walk away. So here we are with the Maryland Mustang Mission. It was, you know, came about early December, and we got our final approval to become, you know, a registered 501c3. And, you know, now it's 100% official, and we're set up to have.
So it's almost like a Mustang challenge, kind of like adopt a horse, train it, and then come and show it off kind of deal. But
correct.
In Maryland, that's awesome.
Yep. So we have changed the word from challenge to make our own thing. So we are doing an extravaganza. The trainers have basically from like December 20th, I bumped the date a little bit to make it so that it fits all the East Coast happenings. So December 20th to June 15th to pick up a wild horse, train it, and then come show August 30th and 31st. And then I also host open show for Mustangs only. And the Mustangs can be from anywhere. They can be out of the wild for as little or as long as, you know, you want. And that is in hand and ridden. And it's mainly just to help showcase their versatility. So I have some Western geared classes. I have some English geared classes. And then, you know, the in hand classes. So any age, anywhere in their training, you know, the Mustangs can come and show. It just has to actually be a Mustang.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, Glenn, basically what it means is I need to get another Mustang. What's funny is you were talking about the February 22nd date. That's the date I got my first Mustang too. So that's so cool.
Oh, really? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's what I got mine from the prison up in Carson City. And that was when they had the, they have the auction for a year. And
yeah.
Yeah. So I love that program too. And love the Mustangs, and I'm a huge, huge fan. So where can people go to learn more about the Mustang Mission?
Yeah, so we have actually two Facebook pages because Facebook can't make things super simple, right? So our Maryland Mustang Mission, it's a group, it's a page, you know, whatever Facebook considers it. But you can find us on Facebook. And then we also have a website, you know, www.mdmustangmission.com. And that's, the website is the most up-to-date and full of all the information.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, we wish you the best of luck and give Woodrow a smooch on the nose from us.
Will do. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
Thanks
Ann.
Well, that's very cool. Did that make you want another Mustang again?
I want another Mustang every day. But you know what? I've learned that this darn pony Taco Tuesday, I'm pretty sure he's a wild horse at some point.
Well, we're going to find out. I have the time booked for the people to come out and give his...
When are they going to be like, I can't stand it anymore. You did the DNA test and you won't tell me the results.
No, I don't have the results. They are not sending the results. They are going to announce it on the air with us, and that's in a couple of weeks. So
I
next
can't
week,
wait,
the
though.
Following, I think. I told them that you were getting a little antsy, and they said tough. So,
oh, thank you, Edelon. Appreciate that. Yeah, I did want to say, though, you know, details, like this pony has been incredibly challenging, and just wanted to give you guys an update on how he's doing yesterday. Okay, so I got him adjusted, right? Like I took him to that whole osteopath and she did all the things after, you know, and then our psychic had told me he's lame in his right hind. And I was like, and it turns out he was really sore in his right hind. So that actually happened. And so I got the osteopath, brought him back. I had to give him like 4 days off. And then I put my little total contact saddle on him once I brought him back in, and I put him in the round pen, and he bucked like his ass was on fire. I was like, what is happening? But it was like that, like, I feel good. Like he felt good.
He's feeling better. Yeah.
And, but I've been working on with fly spray. He is emotionally damaged when it comes to fly spray. I know, right?
That?
Well, he's got ticks on his legs and I can't even get it. Like, and he knows when I've sprayed something on a cloth and go to touch his leg to get the ticks off.
He doesn't like the smell or something?
I don't know. I've tried everything. We're Piranha. We're Eagle Gold. We're Frontline. We've done everything. I can't. Anyway, now we're just spraying him with bottles of water. He hates that too. But we're making progress. Point is, we're making progress. But I got out there yesterday because I was like, I'm going to ride you because I've just been doing fly spray forever. And I'm like, I'm going to get on you and see what happened. Oh my God. He trotted just before. I couldn't get him to trot more than like 4 steps, and he would slam on the brakes and he would trot and stop. And I know because he's like, I attributed it to like when he got to me, he had slice marks in his cheeks from like harsh bits. You know, he had like his lips were cut. So I think he was anticipating the stop. Well, the cuts healed, obviously, and we've got him going really good now. It's been 4 months. I posted before and after pictures on first day and yesterday on my Fiverr Farm Facebook page if you want to go look at him. It's so cute. But he trotted, like, just trotted.
So that treatment worked, huh?
Oh my, like, I really think that going to the osteopath might have made a huge difference in Lotaco's life. You know, I mean, I've done all these things for him too. I've got dentals and he's had ulcer guard and gut
eggs. Even had a psychic.
Dad, a psychic. He's had an osteopath. He's a good Lord. I have done a lot to this pony. And yesterday I actually was like, oh, I actually enjoyed that. Because usually I'm like, I gotta go to work. I don't think I'm gonna die. I'm just like, it's just so much work. It's just not fun. Like, I thought it would be like, oh, just get a little Western pony and teach you to jump. Yeah, that's not how that works ever. But he's doing really good. I was really excited yesterday. I had a really positive day on the pony. And one of our listeners' daughters is like, when can I come see him? Because I met her at Rolex and she wants Taco.
Oh,
and I'm like, no, he's not ready yet. But when can we come see him? Okay, well, he's not ready yet.
Jamie's off for the summer, so
I'm retiring. Yeah.
Well, you are going to be partly off for the summer because you're getting surgery. But
I am having surgery, yeah. And then Farm Boy comes back, and I'll be with my sling telling him what to do.
Pointing and yelling. Well, let's talk about Cosequin. Cosequin ASU joint and hoof pellets contain quality ingredients to support joint and hoof health and leave out the fillers, molasses, and alfalfa, all while delivering the taste horses love. The colors of our ingredients shine through for a difference you can see. Visit CosequinEquine.com. That's CosequinEquine.com.
It's time for the weekly look at your equestrian first world problems.
This ought to be good.
Oh, we all have so many problems. And to be fair, like, some of you posted real problems, and those are not going to be read on the show today. We're just doing equestrian first world problems.
We're looking for the funny, not the, that's sad.
Like, some of them, like, I'm like, oh, okay. So what happens is on Sunday, one of us posts, tell us your equestrian first world problems on the auditor Facebook page. And those are people that, well, Glenn, if they want to become an auditor, how do they do it? If you're listening and you're not one,
hey, you can donate as little as $3 a month to the cause and head on over to horseradionetwork.com. Scroll down to the middle of the page, click on the auditor banner, and you too can join the like 500 or 600 people now that are auditors. And they have their own special Facebook page, which is very active.
Yes, it's very fun. Very fun. So they posted their sad problems. And so were you with a Sarah Bainham at AHP?
Yes, sure was. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well, she has real problems. She said, I won way too many horse products and I got way too many free samples for horse products at AHP. So I had to make an extra trip to my car. And now I have to carry it all into the barn. Ugh.
I gave all my stuff away because I took the smallest bag ever on the airplane. And I was like, oh, I just shot myself in the foot. I have no room to put anything.
What is AHP and how come random people can just join it?
Well, it's not random people. She's a journalist and she's also a podcaster.
Yes, I meant other people.
Oh, okay. So it's American Horse Publications and it is the group for journalists / video people / multimedia people like us in the horse world. So it's all equestrian journalists and there were about 200 there at this conference.
Okay.
So yeah, that's who that is.
All right. Well, Jemmo says, I had a great time riding in a Gymkhana at the barn this weekend, but now I'm like super sore. And I have to go to work where I'm going to look really super sore. Yeah, there's nothing like I worked in an office for a little while and you like limp in and they're like, what happened to you? Like, this horse show.
Horses.
It's just a horse, horses, just horses. Claire says, this summer, I'm going to be leaving my day job to do the horse thing more. But that means I won't be able to afford my cleaning lady. I love it.
Okay, I can't say anything because the guys just left that detailed our cars today. So I can't say anything.
You have car detailers come to your house? That is the laziest thing ever.
It's $40 a car, and that's all they charge, and it looks like it just came out of the showroom when they're done.
I thought you said those were scams.
This one wasn't. This is the second time. They come by once a month on a Monday and clean our cars, and I'm so happy.
Wow, that's awesome. I do have somebody who cleans our house now because it was, we've lived here.
You have a cleaning lady too.
I do. I'm like a princess.
Do you clean the house before she comes?
Oh God, it's hours. I mean, it is so much work to clean the house for her coming, but it makes me clean the house. It's like, cause I want her to get the down and dirty, you know, like I want do the floors because it was like, I was like, we've lived here a few years and I've never mopped. Like, is that a problem? Should I be doing that?
Well, I'll tell you, the point we're at now is showings started on Friday of our house we're living in sell it. And that means you have to keep it freaking cleaned all the time. And there's one thing we do not do, because after I moved out of my mom's house, I have never done it and swore I would never do it, is make the bed. And now we have to make the bed. Because last night, we were sitting here just watching TV at 4:45, and we get a note. You have to be out of the house. They're coming in 20 minutes to look at the house. I hope somebody buys it quick, because I don't like making the bed.
No, but Chad makes the bed every morning because he's like that military thing.
Because he's a military dude. Yeah, mm-hmm. You wouldn't make it though, would you?
I make it before I get in it because I want it to be nice and comfy.
Neat. Yeah, I know. Me too.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, the cleaning lady, by the way, is a cleaning lady. She's like a friend of ours. So she decided to quit her job and start cleaning. She's like a clean freak. Like, she's super anal about cleaning. And she decided that that's her passion and she loves cleaning. It's like her favorite thing. And so she quit her job and started doing this. Chad, her husband is Chad's golf buddy. So he's like, hey, Amy's thinking about doing some cleaning. And we're like, we'll hire her.
Did she threaten to quit after the first day?
I've been really good. Okay. But the thing is, what I don't clean, I pay her for an hour. We have her for 4 hours. And like, if my house is disorganized, that's what she does for her time. You know what I mean?
Like, I know. We had a big house too, and that was the same way. I had to clean. So she'd actually get to the bathrooms, you know, and actually do them.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Moving on to first world problems.
I think everything we just discussed was a first world problem.
I mean, obviously, I have to clean my house for the cleaning lady, and she comes tomorrow. Oh God, I got to start tonight. Rosemary says, yay, I won $550 betting Seize the Gray to win.
She was the one. Okay.
Now I have to decide how to spend it. Do I like bet on Seize the Gray next time to win, or do I buy more shares in Caldera? Thanks, horses in the morning.
Thanks, Clark.
That's awesome. Adrian says, my horses wouldn't come in the barn last night, but I was in the barn at 5 a.m. this morning and I didn't know what to do because all my stalls were already clean because the horses didn't come in the barn last night. Clean tack, girl. Clean tack. Carrie says, I was ordering new boots from Europe and I was already paying for shipping. So I figured, I may as well add the matching fly bonnets for the saddle pads that I already have in every color I wanted was sold out. Jenny says, my grandson had a baseball game on Saturday, so I went. And then I found it was a double header and I got nothing done at home. Girl, that is my life right now.
By the way, we should have mentioned that with the guest earlier. Anne, I was on her Facebook page, and she has a boy about Lucas's age who's also in baseball, all these baseball pictures.
Man, it's a thing. So tonight,
I know you like baseball, but do the games get a little slow?
Oh my God, I want to punch everybody there. I want to punch the coach. I want to punch some of the parents. Do you want to know a secret?
Yeah. Okay.
I have a drink before I go. I have to. I can't. First of all, I love baseball. You know what I really hate? Bad baseball. And badly behaved parents and the umps who call. That wasn't a strike. God, it was safe.
I don't even know how they do strikes, because the strike zone on a 10-year-old is pretty small. It's pretty small strikes.
It needs to be bigger. The strike zone needs to be bigger. Like, I mean, come on, let him. My son's a pitcher. Clearly.
That makes sense now. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but I hate bad baseball. And I'm like, quit drawing in the dirt. Wake up. I mean, and it's a coach. We have had a lot of problems with this coach. We will not be staying with this team next year. Don't get me started on this, Glenn. Do you know what I have to decide?
A great big first world problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight is either a like 2 hour graduation performance ceremony at his school or a baseball game. And I don't know which one to do. Like, which one am I contractually obligated to go sit and watch kindergartners graduate? I don't know. Neither.
That's like a toss up.
It's like, can I choose nothing?
Is this
can
a graduation choose from high or elementary school?
Oh, Glenn. We have to watch the kindergartners promote into first grade. Yes, yes. The big thing is the kindergartners.
When did all this happen? You just went to the next grade. You only graduated 12th grade.
It is 6 to 8 tonight. 2 hours.
Because they sing.
No, it's kindergartners all the way. So his goes through high school. So his school is K through 12. So you have to watch every freaking kid walk across the stage.
For every class?
Every class. Now, some of the classes are fairly small.
Shoot yourself.
There's only
go
six,
to the baseball game.
Yeah. And they sing like Jesus songs and stuff.
I have to give you permission to have half the bottle of bourbon before you get out of this thing.
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm drinking either way before I go. Chad, you're driving. Mama's getting a buzz on.
When did all this happen? It used to be you graduated high school and had to sit through that boring thing for 2 hours.
I have a son in sixth grade and I have to sit and watch kindergartners sing Jesus songs for like half an hour. And then Lucas plays guitar. So he's in the guitar thing and he's like, I don't even know the songs. I can't even play guitar. And he has to sit there on stage and play guitar. The guy has never practiced a moment in his life. He just plays in his lesson at school. Oh God. Anyway, Ginny says I already did that one. By the way, which do you bet I'm going to do? Am I going to the
baseball
school thing or the baseball?
Baseball.
Okay, we'll see. I want neither. Kim says, I got a Dover gift card for my birthday in December, and I put it somewhere very safe when we moved. No, I don't know where it is, and I had to pay credit cards this day. gift cards, never give me a gift card because I will lose it almost immediately. Ursima says, it's been a long weekend, but my son has been extra clingy, so I've only gotten to ride once. But my husband did take him for an hour, so I got an hour of riding. But I wasn't the first one to use the newly harrowed arena. I love being the first rider out after it's been drugged. Oh, so satisfying. And let's go. Last one here. Kayla says, Kayla, this is devastating. I had to break in my brand new tall boots at the same time as my brand new saddle at the same time. God, I'm breaking in tall boots, but put a new saddle in there. Girl, you're lucky you're not
dead. Is that my friend Kayla here?
Yes.
Yes.
My new saddles and my new boots at the same time.
Oh, and she should have mentioned I had to do all of that in my super fancy multi-million-dollar farm I am at. Let's add that in there with the chandeliers and the, you know, whole thing.
I don't know how she survives. Like, it's devastating.
There's a pool right there for the borders. It's tough
awful.
Life, Kayla. Tough life. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for sending your first world problems. Jamie and I will hang around for a few minutes for the post show for the auditors. And I got a little bit of news there that I can't mention in the main show, so we'll talk about it there. But thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. There'll be a whole lot of shows for you this week, so you can look forward to those. Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, everybody. Spay, neuter, and geld.